They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
TV Time Out. Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Panasonic says it's cutting 15,000 jobs and closing almost 30 factories. The company announced a net quarterly loss today. It's the first annual loss for Panasonic in 6 years. Not a good time to be the world's largest plasma TV maker. It's also not an ideal time to ask for a raise, especially if you're the head of a company that needs cash from the government. President Obama is expected to unveil new salary caps today for companies receiving bailout money. The administration may be looking at a cap of $500,000. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
It's not clear whether the executive pay restrictions would apply to all companies that receive bailout cash or just those that are on the brink of collapse. Yesterday on NBC, President Obama made it clear the government has the authority to restrict executive salaries.
If taxpayers are helping you, then you've got certain responsibilities not to be living high on the hog.
According to some reports, companies could compensate executives in other ways, for instance, with stock that couldn't be sold until the government was paid back. Critics call the curbs on executive pay draconian. They say the salary caps could cause companies to reject government money when they need it the most. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
There are signs of recovery today for Chinese manufacturing. A new report shows contraction in January wasn't as severe as it had been in recent months. That helped push Asian markets up today. The Nikkei closed nearly 3% higher. Europe's seeing a bit of a rally so far this morning. Yesterday, the Dow picked up 141 points to 8,078, a gain of 1.7%. The Nasdaq was up nearly 1.5%, same thing for the S&P. Philip Morris International releases earnings this morning. Yesterday, the company teamed up with a Swedish manufacturer to market smokeless tobacco products. Philip Morris is worried cigarette sales could go up in smoke during this downturn. Marketplace's Dan Gretsch has more.
You might think the stress of a bad economy would lead more people to smoke, but that's not been the case.
Historically, in bad economic times, people actually smoked less.
That's Stanton Glantz. He's a professor of medicine at the University of California, San Francisco. During the Great Depression, smoking in the U.S. dropped by 20%. Glantz says we'll likely see a similar drop during the current recession.
People have less money to throw around, and the price keeps going up, and they want to quit anyway. All of those factors are going to pile up and help people quit smoking.
The economic stimulus bill going through the Senate initially included $75 million for smoking cessation programs, but Republicans criticized the funding and it was stripped out earlier this week. Glantz says studies have shown that anti-smoking programs quickly pay for themselves through lower health care costs. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
The company that makes video games like Madden, NFL, and Rock Band just got zapped. Electronic Arts says losses widened last quarter. EA is laying off 1,000 workers.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com.
What would the perfect stimulus package look like in your mind? Republicans and some Democrats want more tax cuts and less spending. It's a popular position because tax cuts are pretty popular. Plus, a lot of people think they know how to spend their money better than the government does. Commentator Robert Reich says the focus needs to be on the best way to get the economy moving.
Most economists agree that government spending has a bigger stimulative bang than do tax cuts. According to calculations by Mark Zandi of Economy.com, each dollar of spending generates about a dollar and a half of stimulus, while a dollar of tax cuts generates far less. There are three reasons for this. First, most people who receive a tax cut don't spend all of it. They use part of it to pay down their debts, or they save it. Most of us did one or the other last spring with that tax rebate. Now, from the standpoint of any particular individual, paying down debts or saving may be smart behavior, even commendable. But what's intelligent for an individual does not necessarily translate into what's good for the economy as a whole. The only way to create or preserve jobs is through additional spending. And unlike tax cuts used to pay down personal debt or add to savings, every dollar of government spending flows directly into the economy and adds to overall demand. Second, even that portion of a tax cut we might actually spend doesn't necessarily go into the American economy. It goes all over the world. Now, I have nothing against creating or preserving the jobs of Asians who assemble those flat panel TVs you see at the mall, for example, but right now we're trying to create or preserve jobs here in America. By contrast, when government spends to repair a highway or build a school or help pay for medical services, the money and the jobs stay here in America. Finally, those who say cutting taxes on businesses is the best way to create or preserve jobs forget about the demand side. Even with a tax cut, businesses won't hire workers unless there are customers to buy what those workers produce. A government stimulus that creates jobs is a necessary precondition. This isn't a matter of more or less government. It's just economics. When consumers and businesses can't or won't spend enough to keep the economy going, government has to be the spender of last resort.
Robert Reich teaches public policy at the University of California, Berkeley. His most recent book is Super Capitalism. And of course, we always like to hear what you think. Go ahead and send us a note at marketplace.org. By the way, one of the things the Senate just added to the stimulus plan is a tax break for car buyers. It would allow most buyers to claim a deduction for sales taxes on new cars or interest payments on car loans. So if you bought a $25,000 car, it could mean a savings of $1,500. But it would cost taxpayers $11 billion over the next decade. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Thank you for listening, and have a good day. American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.